Why to follow Islam in particular? There are many religions, so why to follow Islam in particular? Islam is not a religion among the religions. The doctrine of Islam agrees with the doctrine of all the prophets of the Old Testament. Islam is a correction of the path of the religions whose followers deviated, and the restoration of the approach of the prophets of the Old Testament from Adam to Noah, Saleh, Ayyub, Hod, Abraham, Moses, David, Jonas, Aaron, and Jesus. The doctrine of all of these prophets is the doctrine of worshipping the only true God. This is mentioned in the Torah and the Bible. This doctrine, which knows neither Trinity, nor the death of defiled gods, nor the divestment of gods from other gods, the taking away of the Holy Spirit from the Father, nor national gods. Allah says, interpretation of the meaning. He has ordained for you of religion what He enjoined upon Noah and that which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what we enjoined upon Abraham and Moses and Jesus, to establish the religion and not be divided therein. Difficult for those who associate others with Allah is that to which you invite them. Allah chooses for Himself whom He wills and guides to Himself whoever turns back to Him. Quran 42, 13. And the Almighty said, interpretation of the meaning. Indeed, we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, as we revealed to Noah and the prophets after him. And we revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, the descendants, Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, and Solomon, and to David we gave the book, of Psalms. Quran, 3-163. Islam is not a religion like the other religions, but it is the origin of the religions, and the correction of the imbalance in the other religions, especially Judaism and Christianity in their versions of the Old and New Testaments. How do we scientifically infer the existence of the unseen, for example the angel Gabriel? Believing in the existence of the angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, or in any case that is beyond the limits of time and place, is not submitted to the physical laws. Believing in it is due to believing in the truthfulness of the message with its definitive signs. If the message is proven to be correct, then every matter related to the unseen will be correct if it is revealed in this message. If the proofs and verses attest for the truthfulness of the Messenger of Allah, then everything he tells about Allah is true. We believe in he matters of the unseen because we believe in the religious message, it is not an independent belief.